We all have a teacher who we'll never forget, the one who sparked something inside us we didn't even know was there. For generations of students at Glen Elementary School in Normal, that teacher was Mr. McKay, a legendary science teacher who recently passed away. GLT's Ryan Denham spoke with some of Mr. McKay's former students who are banding together to honor his legacy.
Robert Michael McKay, 72, of Bloomington, passed away February 7th, 2017, at his home. That's how Mr. McKay's obituary begins. It's lovingly written, but its 211 words only scratch the surface of a life that mattered.
Made an unforgettable, lasting impression on all of his students, and I think most of them were good.
That's Carrie Curry of Bloomington talking about Mike McKay, or Mr. McKay as he was known for three decades at Glen Elementary School in Normal. Mr. McKay was her science teacher, and for Curry and her sisters, whose father wasn't around, they also thought of Mr. McKay as a father figure.
We always believed that he took a special interest in us because we didn't have that father figure. I didn't realize until after that he was that person to all of us. I think I just always wanted to make him proud.
When news of Mr. McKay's passing spread earlier this year, former students like Curry reconnected on Facebook to share stories about their beloved teacher. They formed a group called Remembering Mr. McKay. At first, it was a lot of favorite memories about the animals and other tools of science that made Mr. McKay's classroom famous.
Tanya the python and Roy G. Biv the rainbow boa. Those were two of the pets that were there during my time.
There's one famous guinea pig. He was blind. His name was Stevie Wonder.
He had the full-size skeleton that they named George.
That's former students Tiffany Yatsko and Greg Keysweater, plus Mr. McKay's sister, Melody Marshall. Former student Carrie Curry says it wasn't until Mr. McKay's death and the Facebook group that she realized how the measure of Mr. McKay's life was adding up.
I think that's the first time that I realized just how important he was to everyone, because he has left a lasting impression on me my whole life. I bought my daughter a guinea pig 2 years ago because of him, and I always just kind of, like, I don't know, I've always just thought about him, and when I saw what everybody else was posting, I was like, wow, he didn't just make me and my sisters feel that special, he made everyone feel that special, that you felt like you were the most important kid in the classroom.
It wasn't just Stevie Wonder, the blind guinea pig, that made Mr. McKay famous at Glen. His biggest claim to fame? The bone study. Here's Tiffany Yatsko.
They have anatomy coloring books for when you're learning anatomy and physiology. And so he copied probably most of one of those and passed those out to the class. And so then mine was in a binder, and over summer vacation between fifth grade going into sixth grade, you colored in this book and you learned the bones.
It wasn't just a coloring book for her. She went on to work in medicine, now as a clinical research nurse at the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis.
I think it just kind of helped plant the basis for, like, what I did later in life. Like, I always loved biology, and I think he played a part in that just from, like, I don't remember any, like, specific thing that he did. I just remember always, like, being excited to go to science class.
You can grab a seat on Mr. McKay's bench. It's located behind Glen School under the tree he planted in memory of one of his students. You're listening to Sound Ideas.